This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. This is Rita Lewis, open for business. Zaf, spelt X-A-L-F, is a ladies' bespoke footwear label. Their shoes have graced the feet of supermodel Ai Tominaga, award-winning TVB actress Charmaine Shea, and Forbes Asia's Heroes of Philanthropy 2010, Tanuja Anandan. Xavier Ma, co-founder of Zaf, recounts his walk to fame on Open for Business. So welcome, Xavier. Good to be speaking to you.
Hey, good morning, Frida.
I know you started your career in PR, right? And something that you're still doing, right? Why did you venture into the shoe business?
Let's talk about in my journey. I started my PR company in 2011, and I got the chance to New York Fashion Week in 2011. And of course, everyone would be happy to have the chance to actually attend New York Fashion Week. And I was actually walking around at the fountain, while waiting at the show. And I realized that, what can I do? I actually want to promote my products, in the international platform. And I realized that, I need a product, instead of service to actually to bring it to international. So after that, I came back from New York, I realized that, I need a product, So actually, when I was in New York, actually, it's like, I was walking around the fountain. Actually, I didn't really, spot the ladies dressing, but instead of the dressing, actually, I spot the shoes. I realized that the shoes is amazing, and the way they're dressing is really impeccable,
So the shoes was what got your attention,
yes.
more than the clothes, than the baju.
Yeah.
So, of course, you are co-founder of Zaf with?
Alfred Ho.
Alfred Ho. How did y'all end up working together?
Actually, I met him over on Facebook. And after that, actually, I chat with him about my business plans, what I want to do, So he hooked up, Then he's like, okay, let's do it, And Alfred is the winner of the Malaysia International Shoe Festival 2012. And he also the second runner-up international Guangzhou competitions. So after that, I spoke to him about the business plans. Then we decided to have this bespoke footwear label. It's called XALF.
Right. So this is what now, 4 years, 2012 when you got it off?
December 2012.
So
3 years plus.
3 years plus.
Yes.
And so, right, with Zaf, why the name?
Zaf, okay. This is...
XA is Xavier. We know that.
XA is Xavier. ALF is Alfred. And XALF also has its own individual, meaning, X is stand for extraordinary, A stand for amazing, L stand for luxury, F stand for fabulous. Individual, whoever wear Zaf shoes, actually, they had this personalities.
Okay. Yeah. So what does it take to build a shoe brand? Because it's no people come with shoes, but to build a brand around it, what does it take?
I would say passion and enthusiasm and also hard work. And without these three elements, I don't think you're able to build a brand, because there are so many brands in town, especially, you want to compete in a luxury, labels in the luxury, markets. It's like so niche. And the thing is that you have to go into this niche market. You have to have a very strong marketing strategy and as well as like a strong team, as well as like good craftsmanship, to actually make sure that the product is good quality to actually enter the market.
So this is, and of course, when you talk about building the shoe brand, you also, one of your strategies is celebrity endorsements.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Why do you feel that works?
To me, I felt that, with celebrities, they reach out, it's actually, better. And at the same time, you can reach out more people. At the same time, so of course, talking about Asian celebrities, I think the influence is still not as strong as compared to Hollywood stars. For instance, when you get your shoes, whereby, a super celebrities, in Hollywood, you just get, your name out there, just a minute. But in Asia, I guess it's a bit slow.
Slower in that strategy.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a superstar. Kate Middleton wears a dress and then suddenly it finishes at the store and all that. So you have both a custom-made and ready-to-wear shoes, right? Why both?
I think, custom-made is actually bespoke trends comes in when people actually wanted to something very special, something custom-made. And I guess people want something unique. So that's why they come to us to actually custom-made pair of shoes. Why ready to wear? Because some ladies, they actually don't have much time, to actually let you to measure, come for fittings here and there, So they actually would rather actually to just get a pair of shoes, the size is right, then just get them go.
So for ready to wear, how long does it take from concept to the final product for ready-to-wear?
For ready-to-wear, I guess it depends on the quantity that you made. You know, usually it's like 1 to 2 months. If talking about conceptualizing, you know, the shoes and to process making a pair of shoes, I guess around 2 months.
Around 2 months. And for custom-made?
Custom-made is a month.
A month. So you actually, and it's based on current designs, or sometimes they just come up with their own designs.
Yes, true.
Okay, so this is what you do, right? One of the things that you talk about, are you taking part in the Malaysia International Shoe Fair? I think that's happening today or tomorrow.
We don't participate in this festival because we think that the brand positioning is not what we actually want to achieve, you know, because like, you know, that's fine. I actually want to actually go to luxury market. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we want like fashion buyers actually to come. Unfortunately, I don't think, you know, there's much of a fashion.
So it's more mass.
Mass, yeah.
So this is not the space that you're playing in.
Yes.
So when you develop the brand, what were you thinking? Like what niche? I know you've got your XALF Extraordinary and all that. So who's your muse? Who's that picture when coming up with the brand?
And I would say I would blame Sex and the City.
Okay.
And because like everyone's love shoes, they definitely they watch the Sex and the City movies, and I would blame Sex and the City. And
okay.
And the girls, you know, because the all the inspirations are all walks of life of women, and actually we create a pair of comfy shoes, and based on so we also let the ladies try first, you know, some of the ladies try first before actually we introduce the designs.
Okay, right. And in terms of, over the years, you've probably worked out, how do you decide on the volume when developing the shoe so that there are not too many overruns?
I would say based on the design. For instance, the design is actually great. So basically, we would design and develop from there. Mm-hmm. You know, if the design is actually, it's like not up to our, it's nice, but then again, it's like, you know, the acceptance, you know, or probably the response to it, the design is not so good, you know. So we decided not to like too many, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, so we decide probably it's like just few pairs. So because the thing is like, as designers' point of view, we do not want to kill our credibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the same time, we also need to emphasize, you know, sales as well.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no sales in us, that's like it's quite hard for us to actually come on new products.
So it's a fine line with creativity and what people will buy.
Yes.
Have there been some major mistakes when it comes to that? Or because it is, you can actually control the volume because you can actually, okay, there are more people ordering, so now we're going to make more of these. So is there's control in terms of...
Because we have our own workshop, but it's actually easier for us to actually control the volume and the quantity and also the quality of the shoes.
Okay.
And our craftsmen have more than 20 years in the industry, so I guess we don't have those problems.
Is it easy to find these craftsmen?
Not at all. Frankly speaking, not at all. And young people do not, most of them basically, they want to in glamour, and they don't want to actually go back to the behind the scenes.
Okay.
And it's very, very hard.
How did you find these people with 20 years experience?
And for our recent craftsman, we looked for him for almost two to three years. He actually do not want to actually join us actually because like he preferred to do this ready to wear, you know, and much easier, of course, because for lasting for leather shoes and the synthetic leather shoes is different. You know, we had tried to convince him for years, but he actually do not want to join us. And the thing is, like, you know, that's one day, you know, just coincidence, you know, we actually, like, talked to him. You know, he decided, why not actually I took the challenge, you know, and actually do something before I pass.
And all your shoes are leather, right?
All leather.
Okay, we'll talk about your current collection and the inspiration behind that in just a moment. I'm here with Xavier Ma from Zef Design. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. We're talking about shoes, one of my favorite things. I'm here with Xavier Ma from Zef Design, talking about their bespoke footwear label. And of course, you know, well, Xavier is in the PR industry, and he came out with a shoe design in 2013, Zef?
December 2012.
Right, so you... In terms of your collection, right, is it the usual, your spring, summer, autumn?
Autumn, winter, spring, summer. We don't have actually classify our collections as spring, summer, autumn, winter. And actually, like 1 year, we at least had three collections. You know, two big collections as one capsule collections, you know.
Capsule.
Capsule as in like, you know, inspired by something, you know, and probably collaboration with brands. And so we come up like, we collaborated with No Shark Fin, you know, campaign. campaign. And we actually designed a pair of shoes for the Snow Shopping campaign.
Oh.
And going to launch on 13th of May.
How does that work?
Actually, I spoke to the teams about, you know, why not, you know, we come up a design, you know, for inspired by the shark, you know, instead of like, you know, you guys have been doing
eating it.
Yeah, no, basically it's a very elegant design, elegant shoes, and it's wearable.
Is the then some proceeds goes to the campaign or something?
I don't know yet whether it's like, you know, we're going to raise funds for that or display, but this design we're going to display at Wild Summer. Yeah.
So in terms of current collection, what's the current collection like and inspired by what?
Our latest collections as core Eternal Love is inspired, actually is a wedding collections. And we think that, you know, ladies, you know, when it comes to shoes, you know, they actually pay a lot of money, you know, during their weddings. So I think the wedding is the best time to actually custom a pair of comfy shoes, you know. For the inspiration of Eternal Love is actually talking about couples that actually love each other, and also in the Cupid. Uh-huh. Also inspired by the Cupid story.
Okay, yeah. So, and that you find is a huge market in terms of wedding shoes.
Yes, to be frank, I think ladies, they actually will spend a lot doing a wedding. Yeah. And I think, you know, in terms of the dressing and the shoes, and actually they really, really pay a lot. You know, okay. So I think it is a good market.
Okay, so are Malaysians adventurous when it comes to shoes?
True.
Are they?
Yes.
Okay.
Some they are very adventurous. Mm. Some are actually very conservative, and they like flats, and they just like, you know, normal color, nude color. But because our collections, our designs are actually very unique in terms of colors, in terms of design. Some of it they're acceptable. Some of it basically they felt that it's too extraordinary, I would say that. You know? So that's why, you know, customers comes in when they can actually choose the color, the letters, you know.
Or they may like the design, but I don't want this color.
Yes, you know, they can change the color. Because if for a designer perspective, like, we want something special, what, you know, come a collection when it's so common. It's so common, so normal. It's like, you know, you're not able to actually capture attention to the public, you know.
Mm. So, like, you're also aggressively marketing in Singapore, right?
Yeah.
Apart from more spending power, how is the Singapore market different in terms of what they like?
Singapore markets is quite challenging, but of course it's also I think it's quite interesting, because I bounced the ones that socialized, and the first match actually she bought 9 pairs of shoes. 9 pairs equivalent about 15,000 in there.
Okay. So, ringgit.
And okay. Then to them, basically, it's like, you know,
5,000.
5,000 something, you see. You know? So to them, 5,000, what can you buy actually in Singapore? Not much. No, 9 pair of shoes in Singapore. I don't think so, you know. So to them, it's rather cheap in Singapore.
Okay. So so in terms of, are they very adventurous though? I mean, are they different in their taste and all that?
Yes, they are. You know, the reasons we actually go to Singapore first, and I think, you know, people in Singapore, or the women in Singapore, they're actually very adventurous.
Hmm. When you say it's challenging, is it because, why do you say it's challenging?
Singaporeans, as you know, they are very kiasu, you know. So
and there's many more choices.
There are many choices out there, and why they want to choose Zef. And that's the reason why we come in and we have to tell them, you know, this is bespoke shoes. And we actually, like, when we actually go there, you know, we actually do like a small exhibitions, you know, and also tell them the process of making a pair of shoes, so that at least they appreciate the process of making pair of shoes, you know, not just another, you know, just normal pair of shoes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you know, your shoes are on the higher end in terms of pricing, right? Is there a reason behind that positioning as well?
We want to go international, of course. And if you're talking about average low, you know, price range, I would say it's quite difficult for you to actually reach out to the international celebrities. Of course, everyone's, you know, I guess designers, you know, fashion designers, they wanted to actually wear the celebrities, you know, to get their, you know, clothes, their dress, their shoes, you know, wear on the celebrities. But the thing is, like, if this price is too cheap, I think, you know, the Hollywood star would not consider, I would say, put it this way, consider to actually, you know, take your product. But to us, like, we wanted to go to the more luxury, because one thing is, like, we want to go to international platform. At the same time, we wish that this Malaysia brand can actually shine in the international platform, that where all the celebrities are going to wear Zef shoes in all red carpet events.
Okay, so you're just waiting for that one Jennifer Lawrence wearing the shoe and sorted.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so the other thing as well is that in terms of expanding the brand, you're going to New York in September. What are your plans in New York?
And I plan to actually meet a few designers in New York, and mentioned to you earlier, and I went to New York in 2011. Actually, I bumped into a few friends. Actually, I wanted to meet them up and probably have a cup of coffee to catch up. What can I do? How can I actually expand my brands in New York? At the same time, you know, I will probably also will do some tea parties, you know, probably, you know, in New York to actually to get some of the ladies to come over to actually, you know, check out my shoes.
Okay. Yeah. So is the goal then to have Zef at the New York Fashion Week?
Definitely.
That's the goal. Do you have a timeline for that?
I would say it's before I turn 35.
Okay.
Before I turn 35. This year is 32, and another 3 years to go.
Okay, yeah. Before 35. Okay, you heard it here. Thanks for being with us, and all the best with Zef Design. I've been speaking to Xavier Ma. It's Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.